Welcome to our Crypto News in 10, a daily podcast bringing you the latest news about crypto in under 10 minutes. It's Tuesday, June 9th, 2026. Here's what's moving in crypto. A major security incident at a buzzy digital identity project. Its token fell more than 80%. Circle is stepping into the wrapped Bitcoin arena with CRBTC. A new stablecoin secured credit card from Coinbase and Cardless. MetaMask is launching an AI agent wallet with serious safety features. And a technical signal in Tether that could spell more pain for Bitcoin. Let's jump in. First, the security story everyone's talking about. Humanity Protocol, pitched as a palm scan, zero-knowledge rival to WorldCoin, says attackers compromised private keys tied to a foundation member. The thief drained more than $30 million across at least 17 wallets, then started dumping the H token for ETH, and reportedly minted an additional 100 million H on BNB chain, adding even more sell pressure. In the chaos, the H token plunged from roughly 67 cents to about 13 cents and briefly tagged 5 cents, an intraday collapse of around 90%. Humanity urged users to avoid its bridge and liquidity pools while incident responders and exchange partners work the case. Founder Terence Kwok says the breach came via compromised foundation keys, not a protocol bug. The project previously raised $50 million from investors including Jump Crypto, Hex Trust, and Kingsway Capital. A sizable token unlock, about 266 million H, is slated for June 25th, which the market is now watching closely. This year's pattern has been keys, not code, with earlier nine-figure losses stemming from administrative key compromises. Think the April incidents at Drift and Kelp. That's according to CoinDesk. Second, Circle just made a play for one of crypto's most strategic choke points, wrapped Bitcoin. The company launched CRBTC on Ethereum, a one-to-one Bitcoin-backed token aimed squarely at institutions that want to park their Bitcoin as on-chain collateral for lending, DEX liquidity, settlement workflows, and more. Big picture, Circle is going head-to-head with incumbents like BitGo's WBTC and Coinbase's CBBTC. Circle's pitch is trust and infrastructure. Institutions already familiar with USDC may see CRBTC as an institutional-grade wrapper from an issuer they already use. Estimates put total synthetic Bitcoin at roughly $12.5 to $13.5 billion in market value, about 1% of Bitcoin's total, so there's room to compete. WBTC sits around $7.3 billion, CBBTC just under $5.4 billion, and USDC remains the number two stablecoin above $75 billion. According to CoinDesk and Circle. Third, a product you might actually use. Coinbase and Cardless unveiled a stablecoin-secured credit card. If you can't qualify for a traditional unsecured card, you can post USDC at Coinbase as collateral and still get a line. Notably, Cardless says users continue earning yield on the sequestered USDC, and there's a $49.99 access fee for the card. This extends a partnership that started last fall with a Coinbase-branded American Express card offering up to 4% back in Bitcoin. Cardless co-founder Michael Spelfogel says the appeal is flexible credit design without the slow, bank-centric playbook. People apply from all different parts of the credit spectrum. Details like credit limits and collateral ratios weren't disclosed, but the signal is clear. Stablecoins are increasingly becoming financial plumbing, not just trading chips, per CoinDesk. Before we continue, here's a message from our sponsors.
Need elite developers fast? Elite Coders connects you with rigorously vetted senior engineers in 24 to 48 hours. Staff augmentation, dedicated teams, or full project delivery, we've got you covered. Visit elitecoders.co to get started today.
All right, let's get back to it. Fourth, MetaMask is betting that autonomous software will become real participants on-chain. The wallet just launched an AI agent wallet, self-custodial, with rails that let agents trade across DeFi venues, from swaps to perpetuals, prediction markets, and liquidity provision, but with heavy-duty safety features. Every agent-initiated transaction goes through simulation, threat scanning, and MEV protection. Risky flows need human two-factor approval, while transactions deemed safe get up to $10,000 in coverage via MetaMask's transaction protection. There are two modes, guard mode, with stricter spending limits, protocol allow lists and approvals, and beast mode, which reduces prompts but still flags suspicious behavior. It's in limited early access now with a broader rollout in the next few months. As ConsenSys CEO Joe Lubin put it, the next great expansion of the on-chain economy won't be driven by humans alone, so the wallet infrastructure has to be ready, according to CoinDesk. And fifth, a market signal to watch. Tether's USDT dominance chart just flashed a golden cross, a bullish crossover of the 50-week above the 200-week moving average. Historically, rising USDT dominance accompanies falling crypto prices as traders de-risk into dollars or dollar equivalents. Last week offered a textbook case. USDT dominance jumped roughly 13.5% in a day to around 9%, while Bitcoin fell nearly 14% and even briefly slipped below $60,000. The kicker, Tether's market cap, actually declined even as dominance rose, suggesting some capital isn't just parking in stables, it's exiting crypto to fiat. Until USDT dominance starts to roll back over, this indicator argues for caution. More rotation into safety, less appetite for risk. Reporting via CoinDesk. Quick recap. Humanity Protocol suffered a key compromise and an 80%+ token crash. Circle's CRBTC launch opens a new front in wrapped Bitcoin for institutions. Coinbase and Cardless pushed out a stablecoin-secured credit card. MetaMask debuted an AI agent wallet with layered protections. And Tether's golden cross in dominance is flashing risk-off for crypto. We'll keep tracking the fallout from the Humanity hack, and whether CRBTC gains traction against WBTC and CBBTC in the weeks ahead. Thanks for listening, and see you tomorrow.